The federal government has gotten big. It's gotten too big. Now, back here in the East, where your populations are rather static, it's difficult for you people to realize that. But if you get out in the West, in the far West particularly, where we think nothing of doubling our population every 10 years, where a service station becomes a community in 10 years, we have found the federal government creeping into our prerogatives of government to the point that it's very difficult for the Western state and community to actually function as they should. The basic trouble is too many agencies, too many bureaus. 73% of our land is owned by some government or the other, the state or the federal government. Agriculture is our biggest industry. We find in counties, for instance, at least one, and in many counties as many as 8 agencies of the Department of Agriculture performing overlapping duties with other departments of government, like forestry or other branches of the Department of the Interior. The example of federal aid to education at the grammar school and high school level. Mind you, the federal government has always granted land to the colleges. But when it becomes necessary for a community to go to the federal government for money to establish a grammar school or a high school, it means only one thing, that the federal government is taking too much of the tax dollar. And that primary responsibility of the community has been taken away from them. Now, the ultimate danger of that is control. That's the ultimate danger in the federal government being in any part of local governments or state governments. It's the fact that someday you might have a government in Washington who believed in entire socialism. And it would be a very easy thing to start telling our schools, if the government owned the schools, what to teach. 78 cents out of a tax dollar used to stay at home. Now 78 cents of the tax dollar goes to Washington. It's very obvious. You can't send a dollar 2,000 miles away and expect to get it all back. Somebody's got to have a piece of it. I think that there must be communism in Washington, but I would hate to stand up and say there is without knowing more about it than I know. I think the fear of communism is one of the underlying reasons for the success of the Republican Party in this election, all over the country. I consider this one of the greatest challenges ever given a party in this country, and I think the caliber of men who make up the present government, both Democrats and Republicans, will see to it that this country has good government. But we can only accomplish that with the constant interest of the people of this country. A politician, a man in Washington, or a man in your city hall or your state capital can't do it alone. It has to be you. We've had an awful lot of lawyers down there, and they've written an awful lot of laws. Now, maybe the businessman can go down there and make them work.